From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Afghan Taliban has released a recording reputed to be from its new leader. The message from Mullah Akhtar Mohammed Mansour, that is intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the Taliban's jihad would continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. In the recording, Mansour says the Taliban leadership will make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all costs. Mansour's emphasis on maintaining unity in the Taliban ranks gives credence to reports that his appointment has caused rifts in the Islamic insurgent group. Harun Mir is an Afghan political analyst.
We still don't have official statements coming out from the Afghan government. We are hopeful that when President Ghani will return to Kabul, he makes statements about this new event and about the future of the peace process.
Mansour replaces Taliban founder Mullah Mohammed Omar, whose death was confirmed by the Taliban earlier this week. Thousands of Israelis protested across the country Saturday against extremist violence that left a Palestinian toddler burned alive and six gay rights marchers stabbed. President Reuven Rivlin told a crowd of marchers in Jerusalem that flames of hatred had spread throughout the country. Suspected Jewish extremists firebombed the home of a Palestinian family in the West Bank town of Douma on Friday. An 18-month-old boy was burned to death in his bed, and his parents and brother were seriously hurt. That came just one day after a right-wing Orthodox man stabbed six people marching in a gay pride parade. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Cairo for talks about security issues and extremism, including the threat posed by Islamic State jihadists. Kerry arrived late Saturday in the Egyptian capital, his first stop on a five-nation tour of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. The VOA correspondent traveling with the secretary said he had no formal meeting scheduled Saturday, but he is expected to meet Sunday morning with Egypt's foreign minister, Sameh Shoukry. The security issues will be a focal point throughout Kerry's trip, according to the State Department. Yemen's exiled prime minister, Khalid Baha, made a brief but important visit to the newly liberated southern city of Aden on Saturday. Baha, who is also Yemen's vice president, toured war-damaged buildings and visited people wounded in the fighting. The prime minister flew to Aden from Saudi Arabia, where the internationally-backed Yemeni government fled, after Iranian-backed rebels seized Sana'a last year and then Aden in March of this year. A Saudi-led Arab coalition has been carrying out airstrikes to drive the Houthis out and restore the government. The president of Iraq's Kurdistan region has called on the Kurdistan Workers' Party to withdraw from Iraq's Kurdish territory to prevent civilian casualties during Turkey's airstrikes. Masoud Barzani said in a statement the PKK should withdraw its fighters from the region to ensure the civilians of Kurdistan do not become a victim of that fighting and conflict. The statement also condemned Turkey's airstrikes against civilians following reports of casualties and property damage during bombing campaigns in the northwestern region of the country. The PKK has waged a decades-long insurgency against Turkey in a conflict that has left nearly 40,000 people dead. Zimbabwean wildlife authorities have suspended hunting of several species of big game after an American dentist killed a popular lion that was in outside of a park. Emmanuel Fundira is the president of the Safari Operations Association. He said that the Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority had tightened the controls after Cecil the Lion was killed during an illegal hunt.
Hunting of lions, leopards, and elephants in areas outside Wange National Parks has been suspended with immediate effect. All such hunts will only be conducted if confirmed and authorized in writing by the Director General of the Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority.
Cecil, who had a distinctive black mane, was wearing a tracking collar as part of a university research project. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.